When I saw the press release, my first thought was playing to strength. Former Congressman John Delaney, a 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful, is launching the Heartland Startup Tour. And it's all about business. I reached out to Delaney's State Director Brent Roske for details, and that conversation is just seconds away.
They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through today. With me is Brent Roske, and Brent happens to be the Iowa State Director for former Congressman John Delaney, who is one of the 2020 hopefuls, who has been canvassing all across the state of Iowa for quite a long time. And something popped up just the other day that piqued our curiosity because, as you know, we're involved in taking a look at business things more than politics. And this is an event and a series of events that former Congressman Delaney has put together. And Brent Roske, the Iowa State Director for John, is here with us. So we're going to peel this back a little bit. Welcome, Brent. Good to see you again, my friend.
Michael, it's always great to see you. You are obviously active all around the state. It's always a pleasure to sit down with you.
You know, for full transparency, Brent and I go back several years. Since I think you moved to Iowa.
6 years ago. The first time I met you was standing in front of the state capitol. That was the day that I met Vice President Biden for the first time.
Yeah, I do recall that. You know, this is, as we always say, Iowa is ground zero for everything political right now. And when the news release crossed my desk this morning, just this morning, and I saw that Congressman Delaney has planned a business-centric series of events for startups, this really caught my eye. What's going on?
You know, I was really excited about this idea. This is all John. This was his idea. It's called the Heartland Startup Tour. And what makes this different than a standard campaign meet and greet or a town hall is that, you know, John is obviously a businessman. If your listeners don't happen to know, he was the youngest CEO to launch a company on Wall Street. He has started literally thousands of companies through his company Capital Source, and the Obama administration gave him an award for investing in disadvantaged communities. So he's been building businesses his entire career. And he came up with this, you know, why don't we talk about building business in Iowa? Why don't we talk about entrepreneurship in Iowa? And to me, that was just an amazing way to mix his background and the act of campaigning. You know, a lot of times campaigning can just feel almost like a vanity project. Like, look at me, here's what I'm doing, and who's got the best logo on the signs. But to me, this is exciting because not only does it play to John's strengths, but it is helping people while he's campaigning. While we're campaigning, John's literally going to be sitting down in North Liberty is our first event. He has an event. He presents on his ideas for business revitalization and startups here in Iowa. Then we're going to have a discussion with the CEO of Moxie Solar. They are hosting the event, and they're going to have a discussion on how this company started about 10 years ago with 7 people, and now they're nationwide, and they're doing great. And then John's going to sit down one-on-one with Iowa entrepreneurs and talk about not only a business they may want to start, but if they're looking to expand their business. And John's going to offer advice and some guidance. And we've got these one-on-one meetings. And to me, you know, in the quote-unquote real world, a meeting like that could be thousands of dollars. It could be something that is a very rare thing indeed. And to put it under the umbrella of a caucus campaign event, to me, is I'm really happy to be a part of it.
It's absolutely brilliant. And one of the things, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this and you're wondering, okay, how does this work? Well, kind of think Shark Tank, but without somebody getting booted off.
Right.
Because I think, you know, I have had the great pleasure to interview former Congressman Delaney multiple times now, and I am so impressed with his business acumen. And to be able to play to his strength outside of the typical look at me, I'm a candidate for president, I think plays really, really well. And I want to go back to something that you just said, Brent. His work his startups that he created were not necessarily startups that were intended to be bought and sold and very quickly, but he was creating like community banks where individuals could, in very depressed areas, come away with loans where other people would not loan them any money. Was that accurate?
It's true. And he always saw, he's always seen opportunity in building ideas. You know, he's the first one to say, we've got to take what's working and expand upon it instead of throwing everything out. And that's his maxim for a lot of problem solving. His time in Congress, he worked across the aisle to try to find bipartisan solutions on climate and bipartisan solutions on the economy. And that's what he's always trying to do. You know, he talks about if you want to solve problems with the fringe 5% on either side, you won't get anything done. He goes, the decisions are actually made in the middle. And that's where the real hard work is. And so again, this to me, been involved in caucus politics now for 6 years and on these campaigns for the last year. And to me, this new tack, if you will, of going after this group, entrepreneurship, I mean, to me, business is politically agnostic. There's different ways to go about it, certainly, and I think you could probably have a discussion as to what is a Republican or what is a Democrat stance on business, but this approach, I was talking to folks up at the Cedar Valley Startup Week about getting people to sign up for these one-on-one meetings. And one of them said, well, I'm not a political person. I haven't gone to any of these events. I said, you're exactly who we're talking to. You know, the turnout of the caucuses, even last time, was just over about 200,000 people in a state that has over 3 million. And, this time we've got more candidates, so they think the turnout might be a little bigger. But there's definitely an opportunity for folks who haven't participated before to get involved. And, when people say, oh, I'm not political, I said, well, maybe you don't exactly know what politics covers then. Because every time you wake up in the morning, you go to work, you are being affected by politics. And the person who wins the election, elections matter. And so, to go again, it's almost like if Kamala Harris had a symposium on law, for instance. People forget that some of these candidates actually had
real
lives and real jobs before this. Pete Buttigieg was actually an investigative intern at the NBC affiliate in Chicago. I mean, they've got places where they're from. Now, John is also a lawyer. He went to Georgetown Law, but he is a very accomplished business person. And again, I'm just happy to be the one who's lucky enough to get to talk to folks like you and spread the word about this, because the Heartland Startup Tour, again, it's doing good things while we're campaigning. And to me, that's exciting. That's a win-win. I'm happy to be a part of it.
Brent Roeske is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the state director for former Congressman John Delaney, now a 2020 candidate for president. Now, this event that happens on the 18th of October is not the one and only, correct?
That's correct. We're going to start in North Liberty. It's at Moxie, America's solar company. They make they do a whole big programs for solar solutions down there for commercial and agriculture.
I imagine that they were very pleased that solar didn't get kicked out of the renewable energy sector. I mean, that was a deal.
And not only is Moxie Solar excited about that, they're excited to host this. They've had other candidate events, but mostly state candidates or local candidates. State Senator Rob Hogue will be attending that that day as well. But they're excited. We're really looking forward to it. They've got some cool stuff that they're setting up for the event. But again, it's just the first one. The next one is going to be at one of the wind turbine build facilities up in Newton, and we're looking at mid-November for that. And then after that, it's going to be up in Sioux City at one of the co-working spots. So it's really, it's amazing. There's places like, I don't know if you know about The Forge in
Jefferson.
Of course I
do. Yeah. Absolutely. I was with Congressman Ro Khanna there not very long ago, who's a big champion of technology in rural America.
So I was with Link Kroger at his house talking about it, actually. And, what's fascinating is you find these incredibly interesting pockets of activity in a place like Jefferson, Iowa, that has hundreds of people who live there, and all of a sudden, Congressman Khanna is saying on social media that it's one of the most exciting things happening in business in the nation.
Right.
So, again, to dovetail on that, John Delaney said, hey, I want to do something a little different with the campaign. you know, nobody could say that John Delaney hasn't done his work with the Iowa caucus project process. He's been campaigning the longest of any candidate. He's been to every county, something that he's the only candidate to still be able to say that. But he said this will be his 37th trip to the state of Iowa, and he's done the work. But, you know, we're definitely now changing our focus a little bit and saying, you know, we're going to continue that. We're doing meet and greets, et cetera, and we're going to post those that information up on your site. But this edition, this Heartland Startup Tour, to me, it's really the crown jewel of the campaign now. It's going to create the roadmap from here to the caucuses, and it's really going to, again, put a focus on this campaign. You know, a lot of folks, there are a lot of candidates, and differentiating yourself, I think, can be sometimes be a challenge. But I think this will help people see that, oh, John Delaney not only has a business background, he wants to share that knowledge with Iowans as well as share his vision for the country.
It makes perfect sense, and you've been listening to Brent Roske, ladies and gentlemen, the state director for John Delaney here in Iowa. And we will post up John Delaney's campaign website so that you can keep apprised of this Heartland Tour, this Heartland Startup Tour. I think it's absolutely brilliant and a way to reach individuals, Brent, as you said, that may not consider themselves political. And you are also very correct in saying everything is political. But at no time do I remember, and I've been doing this a while, where business and politics have intersected so closely. So good stuff, and congratulations, and we'll be looking forward to the report. Thanks, Brent, for doing this.
Michael, it's my pleasure. Anytime.
Once again, that was Brent Roske, the state director for the 2020 presidential campaign of John Delaney. We'll have links to the Delaney website up on our radio blog so you can follow details about the Heartland Startup Tour. We think it's brilliant, by the way. For all of us that put this broadcast together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Brent Roske, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.